اے یا رب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں، مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت، خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں، ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں، سرشار رہوں، ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا، مگر ہوشیار رہوں، اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زباں، اے میرے الہ، لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم، لا الہ الا اللہ، 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 یاد میں تیری سب کو بھولا دوں، یاد میں تیری سب کو بھولا دوں، کوئی نہ مجھ کو یاد رہے، تجھ پر سب گھر بار لوٹا دوں، خانہ دل آباد رہے، یاد میں تیری سب کو بھولا دوں، کوئی نہ مجھ کو یاد رہے. This is the condition of the Awliya Allah. We experience this condition in our worldly matters, that when we become consumed and engrossed in our worldly matters, then we don't remember other things. We even forget our meals, our food, our families and everything else. We forget, we are so consumed by what we are doing. These Awliya Allah, when they become consumed by the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, then they don't know where they are, who is next to them and who is around them. They become totally, they get into a different world. So this is what is, Yaad mein teri sab ko bula do. When we taking the name of Allah Ta'ala, when I take the name of Allah Ta'ala, when I'm making zikrullah, where is my mind, where is my heart? Is it with the tongue, or am I just making the zikr with the tongue? And the reality is that the purpose for zikrullah is to make so much of zikr that the heart becomes a zakir. That the heart is engaged in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Therefore, you will find that this is also one type of zikr where the tongue is absolutely still, but the heart is engaged in the zikrullah. The heart is engaged in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why our mashayikh mentioned that when we are making zikrullah, then contemplate and make this muraqabah, that just as Allah ta'ala has given me a tongue in the mouth, there is a tongue in the heart as well. And whilst this tongue is engaging in dhikrullah and la ilaha illallah and Allahu Allah, this tongue that is in the heart is also making the dhikr of Allah ta'ala. And then together with that, every part of my body, every hair on my body is making the dhikr with me. And then the atmosphere is making dhikr with me. If I am in the masjid, then the walls of the masjid, the windows of the masjid, the carpet of the masjid, the roof of the masjid, the lights of the masjid, the ceilings of the masjid, the minbar of the masjid, everything is making dhikr with me. And then everything else around, beyond that, is engaged in dhikrullah. And then see what sweetness Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives in the heart. تو یاد میں تیری سب کو بھولا دوں کوئی نہ مجھ کو یاد رہے. What injustice is this, that in our worldly matters when we get engrossed, then we got time to think of absolutely nothing else. We're so consumed by what we are doing. And contrary to that, when it comes to zikrullah, when it comes to the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, then other than the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala and the thought of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the contemplating, there's everything else. That is what the missing ingredient is. And that is what the zikr is being made for. So make this attempt to present our hearts together with our tongues in the zikrullah. This effort needs to be made. یاد میں تیری سب کو بھولا دوں یاد میں تیری سب کو بھولا دوں کوئی نہ مجھ کو یاد رہے تجھ پر سب گھر بار لوٹا دوں خانہِ دل آباد رہے. O my Kareem Allah, if I have to sacrifice everything for your love, so that your love comes into my heart, O Allah, I am prepared for that. That should be our condition, to sacrifice everything for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the muhabbat of Allah ta'ala, for the ishq of Allah ta'ala to come into our hearts. And if that is a condition, then the person will not find it any difficult. There won't be any difficulty that he will experience in leaving out sins. When he knows that this is displeasing to Allah Ta'ala, this causes displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can I be indulging in this? Therefore one is to have the fear of the punishment of Allah Ta'ala. One is to have, my Shaykh Mawlana Yunus Abu Abdullah Ali used to say, one is to have the fear of the punishment of Allah Ta'ala. But for an ashiq, for a person who's got love, who's got love for Allah Ta'ala, that is a secondary. What he fears is the displeasure of my beloved. The punishment and that is a side. But just that my beloved is upset with me, or my beloved is angry with me, that is a punishment on its own for an ashiq, for a person who's a lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore this should be my condition, that I'm prepared to sacrifice everything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for His love. Yaad mein teri sab ko bhula doon, yaad mein teri sab ko bhula doon, koi na mujhko yaad rahe. Tujh par sab ghar baar loota doon, خانہِ دل آباد رہے. سب خوشیوں کو آگ لگا دوں, سب خوشیوں کو آگ لگا دوں, غم سے تیرے دل شاد رہے. All my other desires, I put fire to them, especially of the haram type. those desires that come into the heart of the haram type, oh Allah, you give me that ability that I set fire to them. Sab khushiyon ko aag laga do, gham se tere dil shaad hai. Oh, my heart stays in grief because of my muhabbat for you. When will I be meeting my beloved? Sab khushiyon ko aag laga do, gham se tere dil shaad rahe. Sab ko nazar se apni gira do, sab ko nazar se apni gira do, tujh se faqat faryad rahe. Ab to rahe bas taadme aakhir, wirde zaba e mere ilah, la ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ. Nafs and shaitan have put together, in the words of my shaykh, have ganged up against me and they have destroyed me. And the reality is this, that Allah Ta'ala gives us izzat. Allah Ta'ala gives us dignity, respect and honor. And these two enemies of ours rob us and snatch these ni'mat of Allah. And a person indulges in sins, then what is the result of it? Ye mana ke maasiyat mein mujrimana thori lazzat hai. Shaykh Rahimullah Ta'ala mentioned this so many times. Ye mana ke mujrimana, یہ مانا کہ معصیت میں مجرمانہ تھوڑی لذت ہے مگر اس پالنے والے سے یہ کیسی بغاوت ہے. It is agreed that in sinning, in this haram that we indulge in, there is some pleasure, but it is of the stolen type, it is of the haram type. یہ مانا کہ معصیت میں مجرمانہ تھوڑی لذت ہے. But think for a little while, contemplate that مگر اس پالنے والے سے یہ کیسی بغاوت ہے. What type of rebellion it is against that Kareem, that who has blessed me with my life and with my abilities. He gives me food to eat, he gives me water to drink. When after consuming these things, when the energy comes into my body, then what am I using that energy for? I'm using it for the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala. I'm using it in sinning. That very same Allah who has given me this energy, I'm using my strength and my energy against the commands of Allah Ta'ala. So, nafs o shaitan dono ne mil kar. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to say, ye mana ke maasiyat mein mujrimana thori laddat hai, magar us palne wale se ye kisi baghawat hai. What type of rebellion it is against Allah Ta'ala. Ye mana ke maasiyat mein mujrimana thori laddat hai, magar us palne wale se ye kisi baghawat hai. Thori der ki laddat ہمیشہ کی ندامت ہے. جنازہ آبرو کا دفن کرنا یہ کیسی حماقت ہے. تھوڑی دیر کی لذت. When a person engages and indulges in haram, then he gets pleasure for a little while, haram pleasure. تھوڑی دیر کی لذت. But after that, let him be caught out. ہمیشہ کی ندامت ہے. life long he has to suffer the consequences of that. Thori der ki, just for a little while, he gets some pleasure. And lifelong thereafter, he suffers the consequence of that. And then the last part of this couplet is, janaza abaru ka dafn karna, ye kaisi hamaqat hai. What stupidity it is. Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with honor, with dignity, with respect. And what are we exchanging that for? We are exchanging that for these lowly. To go and lie in the gutters and in the drains and let all that filthy water go into my nostril and I'm happy and I'm contentable. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. May Allah Ta'ala open our eyes to reality. Nafso shaitan dono ne milkar hai kya hai mujhko tabah. Ey mere maula meri madad kar, chahta hoon main teri pana. We are dependent on the mercy and the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even for coming out of these conditions and leaving our gunas and getting the strength and getting the courage to leave these gunas and getting the courage to fight nafs and shaitan. Everything we depend on Allah ta'ala. Mujhsa khalq mein koi nahi, gobad kirdaro na masiya. The one that has compiled these couplets, these ash'ar, is not an ordinary person, he's a wali of Allah ta'ala. But look at the humility that they have before their creator. And he says that mujhsa khalq mein koi nahi go badgirdar ula. Allah, there isn't anyone like me, so sinful like myself. What sins, what type of sins did they commit? Compare that to the sins that we commit night and day. That is why my Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, I've mentioned this a few times also, that the difference between us and the Ahlullah, the difference between us and the friends of Allah Ta'ala, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they engage in the ibadat and the obedience of Allah Ta'ala, and they make every attempt to please Allah Ta'ala, and after that they still cry before Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, we couldn't do what was supposed. We didn't fulfill the rights of our ibadah. We couldn't fulfill the rights of asking and respect and praise and everything else. So they cry before Allah. After all that ibadah, so many rakats of nafal salah, tilawat, zikrullah, abstention from sins and everything else. And still at night, in the midst of the night, in the darkness of the night, early part of the morning, they're standing and waiting before Allah Ta'ala, going into sajda and crying before Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, forgive me, forgive me. That is the Ahlullah who spend their time in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. Now, Hazrat Abdullah used to say that our condition is this, that we disobey Allah Ta'ala and we still laugh. We are happy about our condition. May Allah Ta'ala give us correct understanding. Mujhsa khalq mein koi nahi, go bad kirdaro na masiya. Tu bhi magar ghaffar hai ya rab, bakhsh de mere sare gunah. Tu bhi magar ghaffar hai ya rab, bakhsh de mere sare gunah. Oh Allah, you are most forgiving, irrespective of what my condition is, how far I have gone away from you, what type of gunas I may have committed, and how many commands of yours and orders of yours I have broken, O my Kareem Allah. But you are ghaffar, you are most forgiving. Tu bhi magar ghaffar rahe ya Rab, bakhsh de mere sare gunah. O my Kareem Allah, forgive all my sins, forgive my major sins, forgive minor sins. Don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala and forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala. He is there to forgive us. Yes, make that little effort. Go towards Allah Ta'ala. Take those one or two steps. That one or two steps we will have to take. And then see what Allah Ta'ala gives us. Allah Ta'ala will then draw us towards Him. A child, when the child is learning to walk, this is an example that my Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali gave. He said, when a child is learning to walk, the child, you leave the child is taking one, two steps, and before the child, when the child is about to fall, you go and grab the child and save him from falling. Take those one or two steps, and inshallah you will see that if you are about to fall again, the rahmat and the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, the assistance of Allah Ta'ala will come and take you out of the situation. We need to take those one or two steps. If those one or two steps that child didn't take, how is he going to get that caressing of the father, or that holding of the father, or that saving? You will have to take those first one or two steps, and then if he is falling, he will be. So make that little effort, and especially against the nafs, that is the mujahada that we fail to make. Now my Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say that if you give a person a lot of wazifas to make zikrullah, then he's prepared for that. But tell him to make mujahada against the nafs, and that I find very difficult. I can't make mujahada against the nafs, especially those evils and those sins that I'm accustomed to, and that I'm soaked in, that I'm addicted. I just can't leave that. I'm addicted to it. But when you see the love of Allah Ta'ala on the other end, then, and you make dua to Allah Ta'ala, and ruju ila Allah, and make that little effort, then Allah Ta'ala from His side gives the ability. Allah Ta'ala pulls us out. Allah Ta'ala draws us towards Him. Tu bhi magar ghaffar hai ya rab, bakhsh de mere sare guna, ab to rahe bas taadme aakhir wird zaba, ae mere ilah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وزوج سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا كريم الله you give the توفيق to sit for a little while to remember you oh my كريم الله all those that are here that are present that have raised their begging bowls, have come for no other reason but just because of your muhabbat. It is just for your love, my Kareem Allah, just to please you, just to get your love in their hearts. Oh, my Kareem Allah, do not deprive anyone of your love. Ya Allah, put it into our hearts. Ya Kareem Allah, remove the filth from our hearts. Ya Allah, it is not possible for us to do it. Ya Allah, we find ourselves extremely weak. We cannot even get up. We cannot even take those one or two steps. We are totally dependent on you, my Kareem Allah. We find ourselves hopeless and helpless. Ya Kareem Allah, you assist us. Ya Allah, there is absolutely no one else for us besides you. Ya Kareem Allah, you come to our rescue and our assistance. Ya Kareem Allah, assist us. Ya Allah, just as you gave the tawfiq for the tongue to be engaged in your dhikr, Ya Allah, let our hearts be constantly in your dhikr and remain in your dhikr and enjoy your dhikr. Oh, Ya Kareem Allah, just as the awliya Allah, they experienced sweetness of their saliva when they made your dhikr. Ya Allah, give us a fraction of that. Ya Allah, give us some happiness in our hearts. Ya Allah, when we take your Mubarak name, do not deprive us of that happiness because of our ills and our sins and our gunas and our disobedience. Ya Kareem Allah, make us taste a little of that. Ya Allah, it is a reality. Ya Allah, it is because of our burden that we have on our shoulders of the sins that we are unable to experience the sweetness. Ya Kareem Allah, you are Kareem, you are Rahim. Ya Allah, if you wish to give it, there is no one that can stop you. Make that decision, my Kareem Allah. We are beggars before. Ya Kareem Allah, if you don't give it, where else are we going to go and find? Ya Kareem Allah, it is our conviction. It is our yaqeen that you will give. Ya Allah, you are Rahim. You are Kareem. And Kareem is that one who gives without deserving. We know we are not deserving of these kafiyat and of these conditions and of these damas from your side. Ya Kareem Allah, give it to us undeserving ones. Ya Kareem Allah, if you forgave us and if you made us yours, Ya Allah, we will become happy. You will become happy. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will become happy. Ya Kareem Allah, make that decision for us tonight. It is a Mubarak night. Ya Kareem Allah, let us leave here with a heart that experiences a fraction of that. Oh, Ya Kareem Allah, some happiness put into our heart. Kareem Allah, do not deprive us of that. Put it into our hearts. Put some light into our hearts. Ya Allah, let our hearts come back to life. Ya Allah, we have committed spirituals. Ya Allah. My Kareem Allah, we have committed spiritual suicide. We have killed ourselves. Ya Kareem Allah, bring our hearts back to life. Ya Kareem Allah, humare quloob ko jari kar de. Ya Kareem Allah, give us the tawfiq to engage in amal that are pleasing to you. Ya Kareem Allah, these bandas of yours wouldn't have been seated here if they have no love for you. Oh my Kareem Allah, and if you didn't have love for them, you wouldn't have made them sit here. Oh my Kareem Allah, ye qadam uthe nahi uthwaye gaye. Ya Allah, you have brought us, you have assembled us. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of this night. Ya Allah, you open our hearts. Ya Allah, you give it. Ya Allah, besides you, there is no one else that we can. You tell us which other door is there that we can go and open and bang and knock it. This part of the night, my Kareem Allah, we are in need of. We are in need of your assistance. Do not deprive us of your assistance. Ya Kareem Allah, Ya Rahim Allah, bless each and every one that is seated here. Ya Allah, kisi ko bhi mahroom na farma. Ya Allah, kisi ko bhi mahroom na farma. Ya Allah, our families that are seated at home, bless them as well. Ya Allah, it would have been their desire to be here as well. But because it is your command for them to remain within the homes, Ya Kareem Allah, they are within their homes. Ya Allah, they are obeying your command. Bless them as well. Do not deprive them, my Kareem Allah. Oh, my Kareem Allah, you bless them with your ma'rifat. Bless them with your Muhammad. Bless them with your ishq. Oh, my Kareem Allah, we are seated here. They are looking after our homes. We are seated here. They are looking after our property. Oh, my Kareem Allah, we are seated here. They are looking after the chastity. What an ihsan of yours. Bless them, my Kareem Allah. Give us appreciation. Ya Allah, let us make qadr of the families that you have given us. Oh, my Kareem Allah, they make it possible and they give us permission to attend these types of programs. Oh, my Kareem Allah, bless them with the best of rewards. Allah, give them jazaya khair, my Kareem Allah. Do not deprive them. Let them be also sharik and part of the sawab and rewards. And whatever you are blessing us, bless them with as well. Oh, my Kareem Allah, bless our children as well. Ya Kareem Allah, fulfill our good aspirations, wishes and desires. Ya Allah, give each and everyone, bless each and everyone with hidayat. Ya Allah, bless us with hidayat. Bless us with hidayat. Ya Allah, those brothers that are sitting for etikaf, accept the etikaf. Ya Allah, make it a means of our spiritual upliftment. Ya Allah, bless our families to make it possible for us to sit here. Oh my Kareem Allah, you bless us with your muhabbat. And Ya Allah, draw us close towards you with your power of jazb. Ya Allah, bless us with all the khair that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has asked of you. Ya Allah, and grant us protection from all the evil that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has sought protection from. Allahumma salli wa sallim mubarak ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Bi rahmatika.